What's good, prayer watchers? This is Delta, your most humble host. Welcome to Midnight Prayer Watch. This is part two, the conclusion from last week's episode, and I'm so grateful that you have decided to tune in and that you have hopefully had some time to get into prayer, some time for Holy Spirit to minister to you, because that was the reason why we put part one on pause, to allow you to really have that moment of clarity and what your beliefs look like. So without further ado, here's part two. So the next thing that the time to believe came in at is like, okay, so why is it that we really don't understand this concept of belief? And the next part, which is what I think we may need to just continue on and do another prayer point here. I'm not sure if we run out of time tonight because of our delay earlier. We'll just continue this on because we got to catch this, y'all. This one is big. And this is, do you believe that there is power, that there is authority in what is already inside of you? And that one is, that one is hard, y'all. That one is like, but I feel so messed up on the inside. But I feel so powerless. And I feel like, you know, I'm just like, I cringe at seeing spiders. I cringe at seeing anything that's creepy crawly on the outside, not even on the inside of the house, but on the outside where they live. I'm cringing at that. So how am I able to take a snake bite and shake it off? I mean, I'm right there with y'all. It's like I'm still in the space where I have to constantly speak that affirmation over me that I have the power. And I think we talk about this all the time. This scripture also is good to think through and really meditate on, is that He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us power, love, and sound mind. So it's already given to us. We just have to receive it through our belief. And that's how powerful believing is. And I was thinking through, like, what is the difference between belief and faith? And this is not necessarily that much of a true like study or research that I did, but it's belief starts before faith can set in. So faith is kind of the product of belief, but you can't have faith without belief. And it's never used really interchangeably inside of the word, but it truly is two separate concepts. And what you've seen, like even what the Lord has said, like, you know, if you don't have any faith, you're not going to inherit the kingdom. And then He turns around and He says again that you have to believe. So it's not interchangeable, which I think is something that we may have underestimated in the word. So I wanted to give us a few scriptures here, starting with Romans 10, 9 through 10. And that it talks about that believing in your heart and how powerful that is. And that's the power that we have been talking about when it's like, it's time to believe. It's like, it's time to wake up to the fact that you have that power inside of you. But if you don't believe, you're missing out on the opportunity. It's like, you know, it's like an unwaking giant inside of us is what we call. We are more than conquerors, and we're more than conquerors. That means I'm not just going to be able to do the conquering of what I'm set out to do, but I'm going to be able to do more than I even think that I can do in that same vein. So this is a scripture, y'all, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So think about how powerful that is. Like, let's really marinate on that. So as the scripture says, it's believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you're going to be saved. And I don't know necessarily how to break this down But it really comes into my mind as believing is not a product. It's not, there's not an outcome when you believe, as in like, I can't touch it. I can't feel it. I can't see belief, right? It's happening here. It's happening on the inside of us. So if you think about something that's so invisible that you can't even measure from what we all want to do as humans is take out the yardstick, take out the measuring cup and say, how much belief do you have inside of you? Let's pour it out and see how much, you know, compare and contrast and all this kind of stuff. But the belief in your heart is so powerful that it literally is the thing that you need in order to not go to hell. So I just was like, when I heard that through this week and you know, really studying through the prayer point, it was just like, it kind of hit me differently this time, because I think, again, we take for granted belief and just like, okay, I have to believe in my heart and then, you know, things will happen for me and things like that. But it's just like, do you really understand how powerful of a weapon belief is? Belief saves you from the powers of the kingdom of darkness. Belief rescues you from being afflicted and oppressed, from being in a place of downtroddenness, of misfortune. Belief takes you out of the scope of even having misfortune, of having hopelessness and despair. Belief, like if we think about belief as a currency, like that thing is not there, it's invaluable, because it saves you if you would just believe. It's what happens when you believe. It's a heart issue, and it's in your head too, right? Because I know a lot of us struggle. I struggle with this all the time, with just the negative thoughts, and it's constantly putting down those negative thoughts. And that was another thing that I wanted to just come back into. In Mark 16, 14 through 16, this is after Jesus had come back, had seen Mary Magdalene, had seen some of the disciples, and then the disciples were together, and then he shows up on the scenes like, peace be unto you. Right before he leaves and departs, and he's like, I'll be coming again. And that's, you know, obviously that's the coming again we all waiting on still. So this last thing he says, which is the Great Commission, that catch this, because I didn't catch this before, but this thing was like eye-opening to me when I was doing the study this week. So in Mark, it says, later he appeared to the 11, talking about disciples, as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. So that's like three or four different layers there that we had to break down there. But I wanted to start back at the beginning of this part. I really just was like, whoa, I never really caught this before. But before he could even give them the Great Commission, everybody knows the Great Commission. We all operate in that when it comes to, you know, spreading the gospel, or we call shouting from the mountaintops. And, you know, we have songs and things about that all the time. But the first thing that happened before he could even give them the Great Commission, he had to rebuke their unbelief. So if anybody is familiar, and we will definitely have, I already heard the Holy Spirit say, we got to talk about spiritual warfare very soon. But if anybody is familiar with spirit of unbelief, which shows up several different times in Jesus' travels as he's delivering people. And I don't know why the church don't talk about, look, we not even going to get into it, y'all. I don't know why the church don't talk about deliverance, but it's all up and through the Bible. And I don't understand how it's even, I don't even understand how they've been able to get away with it. Like, that's how crazy it is. And I mean, I want to say just one thing. It's so crazy that the church has been able to get, and it's not every church, but I'm thinking about from my experience, okay? The church has been able to get away with not even talking about deliverance, not even offering deliverance ministry, when it's all up and through Jesus's travel. Everywhere he goes, somebody, everywhere he goes somewhere, somebody like, Jesus, deliver me from this spirit of affliction. Jesus, deliver me from this deaf and dumb spirit. He's casting out unclean spirits. He's telling the disciples when they're going out and they're trying to rebuke it. He's like, you couldn't do it because you didn't have any faith. I mean, there's so many examples, but yet all we hear about is how our storehouses are going to increase. Oh my goodness. All right. Let's get back to unbelief, y'all. Cause I could continue on about that. That's just something that really, it just gets under my skin. And I'm just like, people are not being edified in the word. So anyway, he had to rebuke their unbelief and hardness of heart before he could give them the Great Commission. So if you think about that, right? And I'm thinking like from a very methodical type perspective, that Jesus had a prescription before they could even receive the dosage he was getting ready to give them. He had to get the spirit, the virus, outside of them first in order for them to receive it. Oh, I don't know if somebody feeling me on this one. Are y'all catching this? He had to take out what was in them that was unclean. He had to take out the blockage in them first. He had to rebuke that blockage because he couldn't put inside of them what they needed to receive. He couldn't give them the word for the Great Commission because they wouldn't have been able to receive. It would have been blocked. It would not have been able to come, or if it came through, it wouldn't have come through with the fullness. Is anybody catching this? Hello, somebody. Listen, we have to make sure that before we are able to receive the fullness of the calling that he has on our life, that unbelief, that hardness of heart is rebuked, that we are not falling into unbelief. Because if we are falling in unbelief, he will not be able to do mighty works. It's just the same thing like when he went to go visit his hometown and went to Nazareth, and they was talking mad stuff about him. They was like, oh, you Jesus, son of Mary? You talking like this? You saying this? You came back to hometown and you acting like you somebody now? And he was like, okay, I guess I can't help y'all because I came to save all of y'all. And it said clearly that because he went there and there was all that unbelief, he could not do as many mighty works. So think about that. Like, think about the things that you've already been praying for. Thinking about, like, me too, like, I'm with y'all, right? I'm thinking about this and I'm like, the things that I have been speaking and declaring over my life, the purpose that I want to see manifested, the blessings that I want to receive, because I know that what he said is for me, and I know, and it is so, is continuing to be spoken over, because I'm speaking life with my tongue and not death over myself and over my future and my circumstances and things like that. It's like, but am I understanding the subscription or the prescription rather that he's given us? Is like, it's not going to be able to be as full in what he wants it to manifest if there's still unbelief. If there's still hardness of heart that's there that needs to come out, it needs to come out, or else he can't come all the way in. And so we have to really just hold on to that, y'all. Like, this is it right here, is you are the only one that really knows if you truly believe. You're the only one that chooses to entertain those thoughts of doubt. And I'm telling y'all, I'm speaking to myself too. Trust me. Where I'm just like, moment to moment sometimes, like, Lord, I'm here. I want you to take me, Lord. Use me. Send me wherever you want to go. I'm your instrument. I'm your daughter. I'm moving forward with you first in this, at the center in mind. And then the next moment, I'm like, Lord, I don't know if I could do this. Oh, Lord, I don't know if you're calling me to this, I don't understand if this is really where I should be at, or are you here right now? Am I really able to do these things that you said and calling me to do? Oh, y'all, we have to rebuke that unbelief. Don't even entertain it, because those thoughts, that moment that you let that leech onto you, it's creating a blockage. It's creating that hardness. So when you're going forward with the, I want to do those works, I want to cast out demons and devils in your name, then we're not able to do it as effectively, y'all. So that right there is where the time to believe has come in at, is, are you examining yourself and your walk and your relationship with the Lord, and in your time with Yahweh, are you asking him, Lord, help my unbelief? Because how many times has he said this in the word? It's shown up so many different times. And every time before Jesus has been able to perform the miracle signs and wonders, those people are like, I had to believe. And he said, if you believe, it will happen. And that's how powerful believing really is. It starts with belief, and then it activates into faith, and then we can exercise our power. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. So I'm hoping, guys, that touched y'all. Really, that was where I wanted to just, you know, we can continue this in the next midnight prayer watch in the prayer point. Just let me know if you have a prayer request that you want to just continue to say, hey, or send me a quick DM or comment. Y'all know we're going to continue on, because this is only a move of God that we are still able to push forward. And at the end of the day, he's getting the glory. It don't matter how many people are commenting, watching, are tuning in live or tuning in later. He's going to bring the right person, the one that he wants, the son or the daughter, to receive this word. So as we always do, you're tuning in. And we talked about this already, how powerful your belief really is. If you're at that place right now where you're just like, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want gnashing of teeth. I don't want to be that person that just like, I lived a good life, but I don't know where I'm going. I don't know that I know that I know, after I expire here, where is my soul going? So if you are there and you're like, and I know that the Lord is calling me to him, calling me back to him, and that he has said that if I would believe in my heart that he sent his son to die for me and save me, and he rose him from the grave again, that I would be able to be saved. And so if you would recite this prayer with me this evening, then this is the beginning of that belief manifesting in your life. So let's say this together, y'all. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you sent your son, Jesus, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins. And he was raised from the grave and is alive right now. I confess you as Lord over my life. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Yes. Amen to anyone that's out there. We know that you're out there. You're praying that prayer. Oh, yes. You're praying that prayer right now. And we are just rejoicing with you. And trust me, Abba is rejoicing with you as well. And he's just so happy. His angels, everybody just like, yes, you came back. Your name is written into the Lamb's Book of Life right now. So just keep in contact with us, y'all. If you have anything, we always talk about just staying connected to each other. And Midnight Prayer Watch team, we're here just to be another support system for you, uplift you. If you have any need for resources, we definitely have connection and ties to tons of different resources, from depression to anxiety to financial peace and health, health wellness for your life. I know everybody's still kind of on the New Year's resolution kick, so trust me, if you reach out to us, we'll definitely try to connect you to wherever it is that you're trying to go. Even if you want to start your discipleship journey, we could definitely get you connected to a believer community. and just staying connected with us, y'all. I know this watch tonight was a bit of a roller coaster, but we are still praising him in advance, everybody, because we know that it doesn't just happen to the least of us. It doesn't just happen because there is something that the enemy is trying to have come forth. It's definitely because something that the enemy, the devil himself, did not want you to receive. So if you are tuning in, there was something here for you, and we just are praying for you. We're praying for your revelation. We're praying for an impartation to take place in your life, and you receive the word in spirit and in truth. So thank you all again. We are so grateful to be in a position to uplift your prayers. So if you have any prayer requests, we are here on Midnight Prayer Watch on our tower together to fight against the enemy's plans for your life and to take back anything that he thought he stole. But he's going to have to give that back to us times 7 in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank y'all again. Everybody have an awesome, amazing week. Stay up. Stay alert, y'all, and stay washed in the word.